You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
That's Amin on the floor at Chase Center. Andrew Wiggins, 26-13 tonight with authority. We got Mo DeKeel is on the line. We also have Zach Harper with the headband. The Derek White headband is
yes, sir.
Is on tonight. And I'm Tom Halthrow. It's I had to change the name up. You guys were showing me up. So I went with Hopathrow. Anyway.
How did, real quick, Tom, how did you take the Mina first pitch?
You know what? The thing is, no one, dude, Mina is undefeated. I don't care who it is. Who throws
the first?
She beats everybody. Yeah. I'm going to proudly wear this L because there's no way I'm matching Mina Kimes. There's no possibility. So she did a great job at the Seattle Mariners. But I will say this. This game tonight, the Celtics blew an opportunity. Stephen Curry didn't make a three-pointer the entire game, the first time since November of 2018, and the Celtics got blown out.
Is this his first playoff game without a made three?
First playoff game without a three-pointer made in his entire career.
Goodness.
And it's the first time since November of 2018, November 8th against the Milwaukee Bucks. Malcolm Brogdon and Eric Bledsoe were starting for the Milwaukee Bucks. Mm-hmm. And for the Golden State Warriors, Damian Jones and Jordan Bell were starting in the Warriors' backcourt.
Again,
Draymond suspended? What happened?
I don't think we appreciate enough that the number of people they trotted out there who have gone on to show they're clearly not NBA players.
Mm-hmm. But they got rings.
Amazing. They started those dudes.
Yes. It's been that long since we saw a game this bad from Steph Curry from downtown. And Mo, let me ask you, because you did a one Mo thing about this. Mo DeKeel, former video coordinator for Greg Popovich, the Australia national team, and don't forget about Doc Rivers. Mo, how did the Warriors blow out the Celtics with Steph having such an off night from downtown?
Oh, first off, I want to give a shout out to my guy, Vinny Del Negro. I was also a video guy for him, but he never gets any love from anybody. That's my dude. So he gets a little bit of love there. You know, you can just see it from the beginning. They literally were not letting Curry get any easy looks, especially in the first half. And no room for him whatsoever. They're basically playing 4-on-4 at that point. Kind of opened up the space there as much as they can for everybody else. But they just said it's going to be anybody else but Steph Curry. And they did a good job for the most part, really sticking to him on a lot of plays. Every now and then he got away and got a couple of looks here and there. But for the most part, they didn't even let him get any opportunities getting a three or anything like that.
Yeah, see, I watched this game and I thought, yes, but there were opportunities for Steph to take a three. He only took 3 3-pointers in the first half, which was like tying a career low in the finals for the first half. And there were a lot of opportunities where I found him a little tentative, a little timid
for
with
sure.
his three-point mm-hmm. shot in transition. I almost felt like he knew that he was going to draw two a lot of the time. He was getting face guarded at after half court, sometimes even before half court. And I think it got in his head a little bit where he said, you know what? I'm going to let them do this, and then it's going to be 4-on-4 for the rest of the offense. And in the first half, it worked out okay.
I disagree with the mentality. I don't think it felt right for him. For whatever reason, I think the ball just didn't feel right in his hands, and so he wasn't shooting because it's not like he's afraid of shooting. It's not like if guys aren't all over him, he's not going to shoot anyway. I think there was something where you're right. You're right that he hesitated. He hesitated all night shooting the ball. Like, I'm shocked that he ended up putting up, what was it, 9 threes in the game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like he passed up 10. 10 that, like, in rhythm, like, he'd normally
put
up.
I thought he could have 20. Yep.
Can I offer a different perspective here? Can we give credit to the Celtics defense that said,
we're not going to guard him like we did the last four games where we just let him get clean looks every time. They were a lot more aggressive. They trapped a lot more. They met him up at wherever he was. They were picking him up literally like inches within half court. I thought the Celtics defense was incredible on him tonight. And sure. I think the gamble of like, okay, is Wiggins going to keep hitting these shots? Almost paid off. It almost paid off, but then it didn't.
Almost.
Hold on.
They got destroyed in the fourth quarter.
I know, but in the third quarter.
I mean, they shot 9 of 40 from downtown. The Warriors shot 9 of 40 from downtown.
I know, but that's the point.
That process doesn't work.
No, Tom, that's the point. The point is, if someone's going to be shooting these threes, would I rather it be Steph or I'd rather it be Wiggins and Jordan Poole? Who do I have less confidence in being able to make threes open or not?
Nine.
But more importantly, they gave up 11 to Klay. Klay went 5-11 from three.
Klay was a problem. Well, I mean, like, there's give and take here, right? My favorite play of the game was it wasn't even a made shot. Looney had the ball about 20 feet from the basket. The basket was behind him, and Klay's right here. And the guy guarding Klay and the guy guarding Looney both sag back on the Looney because God forbid he's here 20 feet from the basket behind him. Pitches it to Klay. Klay was wide open. That was a shot that I knew was going down, but didn't go in. But no, I'm telling you guys, the Celtics offensively is where they lost this game. I think if they were making shots, if they kept making shots, I think that this would have been their game.
Sure, but that's not really what we're talking about.
We're talking about Curry's game, and I'm saying they did a great job defending Curry.
There were a ton of times in this game where he caught the ball pretty alone. Like, you're right, they changed up the defense, and maybe that took him a little out of rhythm, but he was tentative from the start with what he did when he was open or had a guy closing. He'd normally let that thing fly, and he was tentative for some reason. Maybe it's what Tom's talking about. Maybe the defense took him out of it. But we never – like, there are a bunch of situations where we don't see him tentative.
Well, from the get-go, they were attacking the rim. They made, I think, their first 8 shots inside the arc that the Warriors did, which was very uncharacteristic. They were not starting outside in. They were going inside out. And they went at the rim every single time to start. They set the tone being aggressive.
Let's talk about Wiggins, man.
Yeah.
Wiggins Island has been – a beautiful place in June. Just no one's ever thought to visit it. Mm. And Wiggins Island is flourishing with tourists right now.
Okay. Before we go to Wiggins Island, can we go to the metropolis of Tatum Land? Right?
Oh, no.
Someone tweeted.
That barren wasteland right now?
I figure we could probably get to that.
Somebody tweeted me today, like, and I was like, I really had no response. I didn't even say anything. He said, is Tatum still a young up-and-coming NBA player, or can we stop the excuses? I was like, man.
He got benched in the first quarter.
Yeah, they took Udoka him out.
Benched him, took him out, straight up.
Then he came back and hit a couple of shots. I mean, he got it going. I mean, it worked.
I mean, he's good.
He's a pretty damn good ball player.
Shout out to Yuta Watanabe in the chat who said, is Lewis in LA, with Amin in L.A.? Everything you said was wrong there.
Hey, like, Jason Tatum had an amazing third quarter. He looked great. Like, he turned a corner. Fantastic, his passing was insane. His attack.
He turned the corner. You know, if you make 3 left turns, you end up facing the same direction you were when you started. That's exactly right.
He fell apart in the fourth quarter. The whole Celtics offense fell apart.
One left turn, two left turn, three. Oh, yeah, you're right. I just had to diagram it out.
The Celtics offense, so this is something I did a one more thing on it. That was my one more thing, was just kind of a Jekyll and Hyde thing. In the third quarter, they get a lot of penetration. They find a lot of ball movement. So when they start getting ball movement, getting paint penetration, you had Jaylen Brown driving in. He finds Marcus Smart for a three. You had Jason Tatum, part of the playmaking you were talking about, Tom, driving along the baseline. He finds Al Horford, and they take a lead on that stuff. Then in the fourth quarter, they just stop. They just stop with a lot of the paint penetration and start trying to go one-on-one, kept trying to attack Curry, and they just lost all fluidity they had in their offense.
So what is that? Like, why does that happen? Is it just fall back into default mode?
Default mode, I think some of it was they got too into trying to hunt Curry over and over again, right? And then when they did, it wasn't like they were going – all that hard at him, and they weren't getting it. They were getting some good stuff out of it, but not a lot. And I feel like it takes everybody else out of the rhythm, right? Like everybody else is now. Al Horford doesn't know when he's going to get a touch again. Marcus Smart, he knows if he gets a touch again, he's shooting it. Might not be a good thing there, but like you lose everybody kind of with any sort of flow or something like that. And I feel like those guys, Tatum and Brown, have control of that. And they just started hunting Curry way too much.
Yeah, or it's the energy of Andrew Wiggins that just stops up everything that the Boston Celtics try to do offensively. Yeah. Because I have a question for Zach here. Stu Dotz says 5 Al Horfords wins a championship, but what about 5 Andrew Wiggins against 5 Al Horfords?
You know what you need? You just need 1 Andrew Wiggins, baby. That's all you need. You just need 1 Andrew Wiggins to win your title. All you got to do is get him the away from Minnesota, and then all of a sudden all that Timberwolves gets out of him and all that Warriors like just injects into his veins. And it's crazy to see, because he's always been super talented. Like Jimmy Butler was calling him the most talented one on that team when he was there. Maybe that's a shot at Cat, but like also Wig is like super talented, right? Like he's been a great post player for the most of his career. He's been good defensively on ball for a lot of his career. It's just he fell asleep off ball. And he's someone who struggled with shot selection. Well, they started ironing out the shot selection towards the end of his Minnesota run. And then he goes to the Warriors, where like, hey, you got to take good shots. And by the time he got comfortable in that, you're seeing that competitive nature that's always been questioned with him come out. That competitive stuff that has always been questioned with Wiggins, and rightfully so, because, I mean, Glenn Taylor asked him to try before he gave him $150 million, right? Which is still a crazy, story. Yeah, you got to promise me you're going to try.
Before I sign on this line, will you promise that you will try harder defensively and everywhere, and I will give you $150 million?
And even like the competition thing. So I talked to Wiggins his rookie year about doing the slam dunk contest. And I was like, well, how many like contests have you been in? He's like, 1. I was like, you only been in 1 dunk contest? He's like, yeah. I was like, what happened? He's like, I lost. I was like, so you're not going to do it? He goes, I don't really want to.
Yeah.
And so like that, just for a dunk contest, right? And like we've heard like he can do a 720 and all this shit. Like he's an unbelievable athlete. But to see him saying, oh, we're going small. Okay, I'll go rebound 29 times in 2 games. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need me to be active? Okay. You need me to guard this guy? Okay. Like he's just doing whatever they ask. And it's I love seeing, like, we've talked so much about the growth of the Celtics and Jason Tatum prior to the last 2 games through this second half of the season. But the growth of Wiggins has been unbelievable. Like, it's just been so fun to watch.
Yeah, and they needed him, because I think Klay Thompson has been uneven in this postseason, and they needed that second guy to step up in the case where Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are struggling. And Wiggins has done everything that they've asked him for in this in this finals and more. He had the Warriors' best plus minus in this postseason entering tonight's game, and then did all the little things that you need from a role player. And then he also dropped 26 points. So, like, it's just icing on the cake at that point.
I mean, 16 rebounds in game 4, 13 tonight. Like, these are pretty impressive numbers. The defense on Tatum, I thought, was really good. You know, you hit it on the head there, Tom, when you say he's done everything you can possibly do. Is this dude going to end up stealing MVP from Curry?
No,
God, you better shut your mouth.
Hold on. Steph goes 0-for-9 in game 5 from 3.
Yo, but Steph
really doesn't bring it in a game they have to have. Who steps up? Good old Andrew Wiggins, the Maple Mamba.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yes, exactly. Maple Jordan out there stealing that. And you know what? He's going to have another game 6. That's right. I'm going back on the prediction I did Sunday morning. Warriors win game 6 behind a 40-piece from Andrew Wiggins. He takes finals MVP, rightfully so.
How do you figure, bro? You've now picked this. 3 different outcomes. What's up? 3 different outcomes in the span of like 48 hours?
Have you not done anything with Zach before?
That's a good point.
Have you I've heard 50 different outcomes.
It's called hedging, my guy.
Stugatz is strong in Zach. No matter what he says, he's right. No matter says. You know what? I think Andrew Wiggins has been so good. It's no longer the Maple Jordan. I think Jordan should be called Canadian Wiggins. Wait.
What?
No. It's American Maple.
It is late on the East Coast.
What do they grow in North Carolina? Tobacco?
It's tobacco.
You call them tobacco Wiggins? I don't think that's right. That doesn't sound right.
Wacky tobacco?
Oh, that's weed? That's what we did.
Wait, no.
That... Are we going to get the video? Are we going to get the video
of what?
Ricky Williams? Ricky Williams? Oh, B-form? No. We're not Ricky Williams.
Yo, I was thinking about Ricky Henderson. I was like, there's a Ricky Henderson video?
I thought you were asking, are we going to get a mean on the back of NBA TV?
I've given up. I've changed the channel.
And then I thought he meant. And then I thought he meant Ricky Williams on the back of the NBA TV set. And I thought, well, that would be a twist.
That would be really interesting. Actually, that'd be more fun.
It's American Wiggins is what I was going for, right?
American Wiggins.
Hit a three. Yeah, for me. American Wiggins.
Mama, let me be.
Got him cutting through back doors. I don't know the lyrics. Shocker.
Oh, that's never stopped you before.
Yeah. Yo, can we talk about the Jordan Poole three at the end of the third quarter?
Oh, man.
That was as close as it gets, man.
It'd be that thing was, if he doesn't clip his fingernails or something, like.
Let me tell you something. In my group chat, I shouldn't say this out loud because I know this is the kind of shit that's going to live on in infamy.
Please.
But you know how, like, when Marcus Smart makes bad plays, the very easy thing is Marcus dumb. That's what people do.
Sure.
So I've taken to calling Jordan Poole Jordan dumb.
Doesn't even work.
Make sense.
It's so silly, but it's so funny.
I mean,
so,
I get it. If you wanted to say like Jordan Desert or something, well, the opposite of a pool, maybe.
Easy Canadian Wiggins. Relax. So moments after I called him Jordan dumb, he hits that three-pointer. I said, and of course, I'm like ahead of everybody in the group chat. So everyone's like, what's wrong? What happened? I'm like, yeah, you'll see.
But like, more importantly, on that play, Jaylen Brown misses a shot. And the Celtics just stopped playing. Mm-hmm. They just stopped playing, assuming there wasn't enough time. Wiggins pushes up the ball up the court. By the way, I didn't even think Wiggins had enough urgency.
I thought he threw a grenade that was definitely going after the buzzer. Like, I thought, right. Like, when Wiggins started to pass, I'm like, oh, you've missed. Like, you're not getting a shot off. And then he got it off. And then when he shot it, I thought, wow, he got that off in plenty of time. And then you look at the replay, I'm like, I don't think he got that off in any kind of time. And then it's just like that, just that little sliver.
When they zoom in and you see that little space in between his finger and the ball, you're like, oh, wow.
Steph is rubbing off on him.
Was it close like that?
It was really legit, like one
on the clock.
In the arena, everyone goes nuts. And then like when it finally dies down, like the shot is good. Like, okay. Like,
it was as close as it gets.
Give me the energy levels at Chase Center. You've been critical of them at first, but a lot better. Any celebrity sightings tonight at the game besides Jay-Z?
Too short and Mr. Fab. And too short got on the jumbotron and he hyped everybody up and they literally played blow the whistle right after that and they played the whole what's my favorite word and the whole crowd says bitch, and I'm like, wow, why they gotta say it like short? So that was pretty dope. That was pretty cool. The energy level, definitely this is the best one we've had in the three games here at Chase. Still not quite nowhere near what Boston was like, but as many people have pointed out to me, in Boston all these people have been liquored up for like 3 hours walking in to the start of the game, whereas people here are getting here at 6 o'clock and they're just starting to get sauced up. I think that's
they got their wacky tobacky Wiggins. That's right.
I feel like that's a partial explanation. I feel like that's a partial explanation. But the bigger thing is, because I said, look, I've been in a lot of arenas with so-called like bougie lower bowls, L.A., Miami, wherever, you know, all these places, right? Phoenix,
Charlotte, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think the difference is in all of those places, these are cool people who are willing to abandon their cool for 2 hours and be super fans, right? Like we've seen it in LA with the Lakers, right. Jack Nicholson, Diane Cannon, and then like they're all cool people until like the Lakers are like, oh my God, Kobe. Like the people here, I think, are too rich to be cool. Like, or to be fans of anything. They're just too rich.
I don't know. Like, did you see the guy, Zach, the one you tweeted out that Juju put out on our socials?
That guy that went for a high five with his wife and she just left him hanging. Five,
yeah.
Also,
am I on?
Yeah, they are doing
there you go. There he is.
Oh, she is
taking a drink of water.
The streak is alive.
God, you look stupid back there.
Why is he drinking water as if that's like incognito? Like he's just trying to do something in the back.
It looks like he just offered it up to somebody. Like, I don't know what's going on.
As if he needs to walk backwards in order to drink water. Yeah. Like, is that your excuse to be?
You look like the devil on Grant Hill's shoulder. Like,
I can't believe they've held this shot for this long.
The creator of another celebrity that was there, the creator of Restoration Hardware, that was who Draymond ran into in that first quarter when he crashed into the stands.
Is that who that was?
Yep. Mm.
I was confused. Yeah. I was like, who, like they kept showing that person. I'm like, should I know who this person is?
No, but he's the creator of Restoration Hardware.
Restoration Hardware is a show or a store?
What,
right,
the
it's
store.
A store, right?
There's a show called Restoration Hardware.
There probably is.
No, the answer is no.
No, no. Living with my father, there's Restoration Garage because he TiVos that, and it just shows up on my DVRs at random times.
Nice. No, I mean, if you want to impress us, go get behind Brendan Haywood now.
That would be impressive.
I would have to like.
I know what you would have to do. I know what you would have to do.
You did it 5-10 minutes ago.
I did it to go get a post.
Like you're a soldier. I'd have to abandon my post. They'll break through the fortress.
I mean, you don't have a moral compass when it comes to this shit. Just go do it.
Absolutely.
You could have stopped the compass.
No shame. Just go.
Absolutely. I absolutely have a moral compass, okay? I just got a text from my sister saying that one of my children said, "Is it rude to call an elder geezer?" Yes. So then my sister says, "Yes, it is." So my kid literally instantly says, "Hey, geezer."
That's your kid.
"Who are you calling geezer, twerp?" And my kid says, "You know how you call me twerp? What if I use the Uno reverse card?"
Right back at you. Yeah, wow. I know what you are.
Yeah, that was a great ending to that. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the officiating real quick.
I'm a proud father, okay?
These refs tonight were awful.
Yeah, refs
awful.
Were real bad.
The refs were so bad tonight.
But it was Tony Brothers tonight, right?
Yeah, man. You didn't like the NFL on NBC or ABC? Oh my God! It was like full contact. Marcus Smart on one play, literally like a soccer wall, had his arm locked on one guy, arm locked on the other guy for Jason Tatum to get free up for the three. And I'm just like, I mean, like what needs to happen there? Why is it a call like that never gets past anybody, but in the NBA Finals, it's going to get past all three refs?
I mean, but what happened on that next play? Marcus Smart got called for a foul.
Yep.
Right on the next play.
Right,
like 3 seconds later.
Revlon.
Yeah.
Conservation of what, I mean?
Points.
Yeah.
Or
from,
fouls?
From, I think, episode 2 of...
Yeah. Where's Maze? Episode what?
Basketball Maze, what episode?
Can you tell us?
They go too short.
Because you can get too short on the show.
Yeah, can you get too short on the show?
All right. Should I go?
So if you guys have been listening to Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati, I say it 3 times because it keeps your third eye open. Tony Brothers, in his last 17 games reffing the Boston Celtics, here is their record. The Boston Celtics record is against the spread in the last 17 playoff games with Tony Brothers officiating 3-13-1. 3-13-1 against the spread. The spread tonight was Golden State Warriors by 3.5 points. They win by 10. So once again, the Golden State Warriors are covering and Tony Brothers is on the other end of the Celtics loss, which is happening a lot. Now, there were a couple times on that Marcus Smart push off or Klay Thompson pushed off on Marcus Smart. And yes, there was an extended forearm.
Hey, Zach, shoved the shit out of him. like in Greasy.
Like, wait, hold on. We say like Zac Efron in the Beach Bum. Shove the groom off the guy in the water. Yeah,
shove the shit out of him.
He did. No, what? Here's the thing, though. Look, it's probably a foul. Marcus Smart definitely flopped to like kind of accentuate what happened. Sometimes the grifters get grifted.
Yep.
Sometimes the pickpockets get their pocket picked. Like it happens, right? Like I'm not gonna fall on my knees and feel sorry for Marcus Smart because he didn't get a call on something like that. That's what happens. Like that's the game.
Tony Brothers on that one
wolf.
Stood over Marcus Smart and just stared at him as Marcus Smart is like, come on, where's the foul call? And Klay Thompson, here's the problem with a lot of his flopping is it just you have to pick your spots where he's the Klay Thompson. If you don't get that call, Marcus Smart has to do the math in his head. If he doesn't get the call, he's leaving Klay Thompson wide open.
Now,
with all the daylight in the world and to hit a three-pointer.
And the Warriors were on a run, right? Like, that's right at the start of the fourth quarter. They're going on a run. You need to stop. You need to stop the bleeding at this point. And this is just a terrible time to flop. Like, now, what are you doing?
The one where I thought he got screwed was not that much later, the one with him and Jordan Poole, where they're kind of tied up, and Jordan Poole's all over him, then he kind of moves. And I don't think he actually made contact with Poole's face.
No.
There was one angle where it looked like it was – yeah. And that one, I'm like, okay, that's a fabrication there.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike. And typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. Are you heading to the airport on a long flight? Or do you need something after your flag football game? Well, if I was you, I would definitely go with Liquid IV just for the electrolytes so you don't feel run down. And I know for me, Liquid IV helps me start my day in the morning, and it helps give me the energy to do stuff like cut my yard and wash my car and work out and just face the day. And you can get your energy back while drinking something that's delicious. And when I say delicious, you can pick from flavors like pear, white peach, green grape, lemon lime, and more. Liquid IV is non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DAN at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration using code DAN today at liquidiv.com.
Disaster KLC's stress. Here.
If you guys want me to go get KLC.
Yeah, yeah. Go get him.
I hope he big times you.
I really hope he does.
This is going to be good.
Let's go. The number of people that could end up big timing Amin throughout this entire
I think that would be great. I think I could tilt it so you guys can actually see the interaction. You see that he's standing next to the guy in tan right there, all the way in the back. You guys see it? There's a guy in the tan.
Who's the guy in the tan suit?
CLNS. Mo, we met him the other night at the Media Hospitality. CLNS Media. Okay, never mind. Thanks a lot, Mo. Wow.
Thank you, Mo.
And Mo was there to network? Yeah, okay.
It was good, though. That one was fine. I was like, I didn't need to move. CLNS, I don't need to move to Boston. I'm good. I got it. We're covered. We're good. But just the timing of when these things that Smart does them, it can be a brutal situation. Like, it can be a play where it works out, but ultimately, just play defense.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just in these instances, just lock down at that point. The team needs you. You're the defensive player of the year. Prove it.
So here's where it's going to get awkward. I think Amin has an earpiece. He's going to have to give an AirPod to KOC, which
they said it couldn't happen.
Perfect. Love this execution from Amin. We've got Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer joining us on the post-game show.
Yeah.
What the hell? Okay.
KOC's trying so hard to get out of here. Yep.
In my defense. Hold on. In my defense. Believe it or not, I can't even say this shit out loud. In my defense, we were doing research for a movie that involved a certain adult film actress, and so I was
searching. That's what on the computer? Whoa! What are you doing? You left left your computer earlier. What are you doing? I mean,
That was seven hours ago.
I swear to God, it was research. I swear to God, Zach. You know what?
Did KOC just catch you watching porn?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, hold on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We recorded a podcast today.
Sure.
What podcast? What are you talking about?
It's called Cinephobe. It's the podcast where you and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
We don't watch porn.
Whether they're actually poorly rated or perhaps didn't get a fair shake at Cinephobe. Produced by Anthony Mays. Wherever you get podcasts this month, Matthew McConaughey month. And we were watching a movie, and in the movie, there was an adult film star that I did not know was an adult film star.
I don't know about this.
I decided
this sounds
to, like,
very fishy.
In the middle of doing the podcast, search.
You didn't know she was a.
If I could pull up the tabs again,
star.
I will show you the name.
I mean, you can pull up your history.
Yeah.
No, Kevin, don't do it.
It's whatever you're imagining in your head, it's like 100 times worse.
It's worse. Whatever you're thinking,
on the hub,
worse.
All these different, and by the way, none of them were actually the actual star in question.
Wait, you didn't write the right one?
Wait,
is that helping you at all? One.
I'm gonna put it in the private chat because
hey, Amin, I need you to ask Kevin O'Canada, is Andrew Wiggins.
He can hear you.
KOC. Is Andrew Wiggins now the finals MVP?
No.
What?
No, he's not. Exactly. It's still Steph. Still the center of everything that matters for the Warriors. And he also has had himself a solid defensive series with how much they've attacked him. Wiggins is amazing, though. He's been their second best player. I mean, you got to give him love. Andrew Wiggins has been sensational.
Kevin, if Steph has another game like this in game 6, the Warriors close out and Wiggins drops 40, then what do we do?
What are we doing?
I mean, then we might be having a different conversation.
Yeah!
But that hasn't happened. So through 5, it's Steph. But Wiggins dropped 40, then I mean, like, who knows? But I still think
on the bandwagon. Let's go.
Okay, another question. Should we be calling Andrew Wiggins Maple Jordan or Michael Jordan American Canadian. Wiggins?
I think Maple Jordan. I mean, that has staying power. It's been around for a long time now.
You know, American Wiggins doesn't do it for you.
Not even a little bit.
I just want to point out that right now, this moment is worse than my prediction that the Warriors are going to win in 2016 and that LeBron was done. Plus, the Bucks wouldn't win a game.
Yeah. Kevin saw porn on your computer?
Plus, yeah. And, I'm telling you, because it's not what you guys think, like, oh, it was a mild thing. It was like full blown.
No, I wasn't thinking it was mild.
I'm sure. How did that come up? As you were trying to change your speakers, how did that come up?
Well, it's because it's still open.
Why did you just had wait so the dude
I didn't arena. Think about it. I was in a rush. We were
so the
late.
Warriors the Warriors guy saw the porn on your computer?
Who saw it?
I think the only person who saw was KOC, unless when we were busy laughing, someone saw in the meanwhile.
Oh yeah. Before you
actually
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that mean the Warriors have saw it also? No, yeah. So hopefully or my favorite police officer didn't see it either. Kwame Jackson, not NSFW, NSF or anything.
Any
setting, it is
even,
literally on a scale
even
of
for watching
10,
porn even for watching porn
like it was
it's
a,
not
a 45
how many times do you think Pornhub has been viewed courtside in an NBA arena
first now? Time I'm willing to stake my reputation on it. This is the first time in the history of the NBA finals.
Mike Green somewhere says
Now let's see if that was over Grant Hill's shoulder just now. Let's see if that that comes up.
No. It's tilted away. Jesus, I just thought about that. That would have been disastrous.
This has been the best Cinephobe teaser I have ever heard in my life. I can't wait to find out.
You gotta wait till next week. Yeah.
A week from Thursday.
Wow. Oh my God.
That's amazing.
If you guys have any other questions for KOC, I don't want to hold him up anymore.
Predictions.
Have you done anything to ask him? You've just shown him porn. That's all you've done. You're like, hey, Kevin, come over here. I know you're having a conversation. Come over here. I'm going to show you some porn.
I don't know if you guys noticed, like, because I swear to God, it was research. I swear.
Say whatever you want.
I use my phone for that. Like, damn.
Call it whatever. I don't want to know any of those things. Call it whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
KOC. KOC, is this going to be game six, Warriors win it, or are we coming back to Golden State?
I'm going to stick to seven. But I feel less confident in the Celtics and seven prediction than I did at the start of the series. Warriors, I mean, too many answers. Steph is not going to have another bad game like this, I don't think. Though his legs didn't seem tired tonight. Did you guys talk about that at all? He seemed to have some tired legs.
I was talking with the guys about this. I thought the Celtics did a really great job adjusting and saying, look, we're not going to let him get off.
Yeah, I mean, like even in the first half, I remember a possession where – remember the play he drew a foul? Right. You know, I think he was just attacking the basket off a cut. But like they did a great job covering his relocation. They did a great job covering his initial action. And but like with Steph, there's just so much that he can do. And I think ultimately, though, he's not going to have another stinker like this in terms of the box score.
Well, Tom told us he's never had a game where he never hit a where he hadn't hit a three in his playoff career. And the last time he hadn't hit a three in a regular season game was November 2018, Tom.
Yeah, Damian Jones.
I just want to talk anything basketball right now. Please, just fill. Hopefully no one will sit through 40 minutes of this video to get to that part. I'm worried my kids are going to watch this, man.
I mean, luckily it didn't come up on the screen for us. Like, it's just YouTube. That was a show for YouTube.
If screen share was an option. Oh, man.
Tom did his own research on Illuminati's never going to be the same after Amin did his own research.
It's over.
KOC, thanks a lot, man. Jesus Christ.
No, actually, KOC, we're so sorry.
That's not the worst part.
We're so sorry.
Let me tell you the worst part. The worst part is we try to get Kerr. If Kerr had come and that had happened, Tushar maybe would have been better.
What a missed opportunity.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you, KSC. Oh, my
and
God.
Run as far away as
just
you can.
Go and never come back.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you guys understand.
Like,
how bad was it?
Dog, it was awful. Hold on, I'm switching back to Bluetooth. It was awful.
That's a story. That's a story he's gonna tell people.
Who? Dan?
KOC.
KOC. KOC.
Oh, no, Dan's definitely gonna mention tomorrow that
he walked over to your laptop to do a post game in the NBA Finals and approached your computer to see hardcore porn on your laptop courtside.
Hardcore. And I couldn't tab away. It was just there. I went to the next tab and the next tab was
you had multiple tabs.
How does that happen?
You have multiple tabs. I'm sorry.
It happens, I swear to God. I promise you. You know, you guys know I'm always in for a good bit or whatever. I'm telling the absolute God honest truth. We're doing the pod. It's mentioned that this actor is an adult film star. And I said, really? And I didn't say anything on the pod. I just silently started searching. And I'm like, I can't find anything because, you know, they've been scrubbing sites lately. And so, like, I had two tabs going for two different searches on two different, like, aggregator sites. This is so terrible. And so I never, like in the middle of our thing, I must have tabbed away and then went to, like, open the WeTransfer or whatever and just forgot about it because the WeTransfer took so long because when we got done recording, I literally had to rush to get out the door to get down to the arena in time for the game. I never even thought about it because I never watch on my laptop.
Clearly, wow. Dude. Clearly.
Wow.
All right.
I'm shaking. I'm completely shaking right now.
If that had been Steve Kerr.
Oh, my God.
If that had been Steve Kerr, that would have ended up as an article on awful announcing or like it would have been all over the place.
I'm sure it's not going to be on awful announcing now as Dan texts whoever the leak is over there. here we go. It's already starting. Amin just pulled up porn on the live post game show on YouTube. This is in the group chat.
Oh my God. Amin, is there any way you can describe
not on YouTube
what he saw? Is there a way you can describe in?
I mean, check the private chat so that gives you a little bit of an idea of who this is.
Oh no.
Yep. It's. I mean, like the only reason why we're not saying it now is because we don't want to give away the surprise of the movie.
Yeah, we have to. It's got to be from this Thursday. Yeah,
a week from Thursday. A week from Thursday.
Tom is walking around. Tom is pacing.
Yeah. I'm sweating. Like I don't sweat, man. I don't sweat. I'm cold, but I'm also sweating. Jesus Christ, man. I'm getting like, my life is flashing through my eyes because I'm like, who could have, like, who was behind us with the cameras? Like,
yeah, dude, I'm we just had waiting, a dude, a Warriors staffer was right there for like three minutes moving your computer around.
When you walked away, it wasn't available, right? When you walked away, it wasn't up.
No. It was the standard page is the one where I have my regular tabs open and I have the link that we're streaming this group. I have the incognito tabs. It was in the incognito tabs because, you know, I'm incognito.
Why did that come? Well, apparently not.
It came up because I clicked away to search for something else while we were talking with KLC. And then when I try to alt tab, for some reason, it jumped to that one instead of this one. And
because it was probably here last time.
Very incognito.
I want to call Cosizzi over. Cosizzi's
No, you can't. I mean, yes. He's great, but no, not tonight.
You've failed.
I mean, did you kind of feel like Andrew Wiggins went really took it hard to the hole in this game? A lot more opportunities in this game.
Yeah, I was surprised because he came up short a couple of times.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, it was overall was a
just not enough game. Length.
Rough and tumble game. Oh my God. Damian Street said Metalock HR, like, yo, this is legit an HR. I would call HR on myself right now.
The thing is, people don't understand listening to this. The live video feed is of the court at Chase Center, which means people were walking back and forth.
The only thing I could think of is I'm standing here and KOC standing here, so it was kind of blocked.
Other
than the point where KOC and me start falling back and laughing, and I'm like frantically, yo, I've never been more unclutched in my life.
The worst part is it also looks like you tried to just show KOC porn too. So KOC's kind of in this.
Hey, come check this out.
Like, and the two of you are laughing. It's the two of you.
Dude, I was happy. I was like, when you guys said, should I get KOC? That didn't have to happen. Like, you guys could
I mean, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, now it's on us. Now it's on us. He's saying
it's our fault. We did you a favor. Think about all the other people you could have brought over there in that moment.
Or nobody.
Best case scenario right there is that it's KOC.
KOC.
It was. It really was. Like,
yeah.
Like, I, you know, of the people that have been on the court, there's nobody else. I would have literally nobody else.
You got Dom last episode post game. You could have gotten Kareth. You could have gotten
Kareth is right there.
Yeah, Kareth, you could have gotten
Kareth. Let's see what happens.
This could have been so much worse.
You know what, guys? I gotta go. I'm on a deadline.
Do not get anybody.
Should we try talking about basketball?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna segue away from this.
Well, I need to sit down.
Gary Payton the second.
I wouldn't leave your laptop unattended right now.
No, I would cover this thing like this if I were you right now.
Tim Frank is lurking.
Oh no!
Of course he found out.
Yeah,
he just found out there was porn on the court. Man. Of course,
KOC went right over to him and just said, "Yo,
KOC was like, I had nothing to do with it."
Like
Adam Silver could have been there. Adam Silver was.
Health and safety protocol
tonight. If he was near the court and you were like, I'm going to get Adam Silver on the show, it could have been the commissioner of the NBA.
I'm telling you guys right now, like, you guys know, I'm always here for the bit. I'm always here for the joke. I went to Milwaukee and I got toasted and I let people throw me into a dunk tank because I'm there for the joke no matter where it goes. Like, I am mortified.
I love how uncomfortable you are right now.
I'm very uncomfortable.
I didn't know he's like, get uncomfortable.
Here we go. I'm going to help you out. Can you talk about Gary Payton's minutes, Gary Payton the second's minutes
tonight?
I want
to talk about not getting my credential revoked for life, being banned like Fake Clay. Did y'all see this? Fake Clay is
giving
banned
you
for
an
life.
Wait,
Fake Clay got banned?
For life, because apparently he snuck. He posted, hold on, let me read the letter. He posted it on what's it called?
Be careful what you pull up there, okay?
Yeah, please.
Jesus Christ. Everything I'm double-checking, triple-checking.
His hand
he posted
shaking.
While he's doing that, Gary Payton was huge. It, defensively, I thought he was solid. He had a couple of good.
Okay, here's you can't right. escape it, man.
It's just right. going to be a thing. But his impact.
Mr. Gurley, his name is Dawson Gurley, a.k.a. Big Dawes TV. On June 13, 2022, you entered through an employee entrance of Chase Center prior to a Golden State Warriors versus Celtics NBA Finals game without a valid ticket, valid credential, or pre-approved authorization by Chase Center, the Warriors, or the NBA League office. You deliberately deceived Chase Center building personnel by impersonating a Golden State Warriors employee. Your being in the Chase Center without proper credentials or authorization is in direct violation of the fan code of conduct of Chase Center, Golden State Warriors, and the NBA League. Your actions can also be deemed to be an act of criminal trespass. We reserve the right to pursue any criminal charges through the blah, blah, blah. And a lot more stuff. And it says, here it is. You are hereby banned indefinitely from attending any future NBA, WNBA, G League, or 2K League games or any concert and or event held at Chase Center, Thrive City, and the Kaiser Permanente Arena, Santa Cruz, California. Any violation of you being found on any of these properties, whether ticketed okay. or not, will be subject to arrest for criminal trespass.
And you think that's going to happen to you now?
Okay, so Zach will be rejoining us soon here. Thank you for that soliloquy, Amin. Right. Still, I'm giving you an off-ramp. Gary Payton's minutes tonight. Mo was just talking about how well he did. I think the energy that he brings to this team, every time he's on the floor for the Warriors, I feel like good things happen. And not just talking about plus-minus, his energy on the rebounds, his defensive activity, his – one of the most impressive things about him is ability to run the floor. He is always the fastest guy up and down the floor out there. So much energy from Gary Payton the second. They really missed him in the previous series after he got injured. And I just think he should be getting the most minutes coming off the bench for this team.
Tom, I'd go with you on just tonight, 6 of 18 shooting, great off ball cutting on the sideline out of bounds where Marcus Smart doesn't pay attention at all. He just cuts along the baseline and gets an easy layup. You're talking about running the floor. Draymond hits him with a great pass in transition. Like his impact is beyond just on the defensive end, because at least he's willing to do things, willing to shoot. He's not afraid to shoot the three when he's open, because they're going to leave him open. But he's willing to shoot those. He's going to take them when they're there. I think he went 1 for 2 from three tonight. Oh, 1 for 3 now that I see it. But overall, like, he's just not afraid. He's going to play hard. He's going to go to work. It's impressive everything that he's done, and he's done a good job with – he stripped Jaylen Brown of the ball a couple of times. Solid stuff.
Yeah, I just love everything about him as a player, and he's, like, what, like 6'2", maybe? But he plays so much bigger, and he runs the floor very well. And Amin is still
shaking. Trying, he's man. Done. He's done. He's cooked.
Did you guys read Sirit Sohi's thing about Gary Payton? She wrote today from The Ringer. I thought it was incredible. Just talking about his path and how, like, quote unquote, the game boxed him out. But as the game continues to evolve, it always finds a place for players like that. And how the Warriors actually had a vision for him based on what they saw the Nets do. Kareth just walked by me.
Sorry, Warriors. Sirit's article is amazing, but I just in my head I'm thinking that Amin is trying to not let the Ringer's HR call him in right here. He's just pumping up all of the Ringer stuff just to protect himself from my.
So the Warriors actually gained the vision of how they could use Gary Payton from watching how the Nets used Bruce Brown last year as basically a four. So that was cool. And I think the coolest thing, again, whenever Gary Payton checks in here, the ovation is incredible. People go nuts when he goes. I thought last time it was because he was injured for so long and he came back in game two. It's still going strong in game five. Mm-hmm. And it must feel good for him and for Big GP, the idea of, like, he's playing. He's one win away from gaining his first championship ring, playing for his dad's hometown team. Must be a pretty cool feeling.
Draymond Green tonight didn't get the triple-double like Magic Johnson predicted, but he got a 7-7, 7 assists, 8 points, 8 rebounds. I thought it was a good bounce-back game from him. Got a lot of quick buckets early on with the dunk and the drive with the fake handoff. A lot of misdirection, a lot more energy. Thought he was much better in this game. What did you see differently, Mo, from Draymond in this one?
I think just they started out with him not popping on the pick and rolls and him just actually rolling to the rim. So he got an easy one there. The fake handoff for a dunk, I think, was a big opportunity for him. You know, he looked like, hey, this is the Draymond Green we're kind of used to seeing, like a little bit subdued. There were still moments of him not flashing or taking shots. But overall, if you're getting Draymond to be this aggressive, especially early on, it kind of sets the tone and allows him to actually get more confidence. And then he'll defend, right? We know he's going to do that defensively. But I think him being a piece on the offensive end and a scoring threat opens up more opportunities for them. So the Warriors need that. Like, this changes the game if he's going to be playing like this.
And I don't know that you need him to necessarily even be a real scoring threat. He just needs to be decisive with the ball, right? Mm-hmm. That opportunity, like when he sees the fake dribble handoff, to go and get that easy dunk, to go in and score, to go in and score easy layup when it's available. You know, he's still taking threes, and they're looking, you know, at what Dan called it, like a frisbee garbage lid. You know what? I'm just going to power through. I don't care. he was setting good screens. He was making good passes. He wasn't really trying anything too outlandish. He was active on the boards. Like, that's something that you need from him. And even after, I think he grabbed a second foul early in the second quarter, it didn't stop his aggressiveness. He still was getting after it.
So I got to give love to the chat, because
don't give any more love, please.
No,
please.
Zach Amen said Amino Hassan, formerly of Metal Arc Media, and that made me laugh. Like, you know what? You win. You guys beat me. I've been roasting you guys every day, and
I like this one. Don't worry, Amin. You can still get a credential to the AVN Awards.
Oh my god. I just had a
wait. Like,
a
you can't block Naked HD and not block him. That's
Man. Oh, fuck, man. I had a great conversation with Skip. No. I mean, it was just a collage. It wasn't even actual video.
Collage.
All the thumbnails, right? Of all the videos.
Were you making a Photoshop?
Dude, I had such a good conversation with Skipper today, like.
Well, you can have
was your
one.
Last.
Yeah, you can have another one. Not his last conversation with Skipper.
Yeah, Logan. Should we bring Logan here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just be careful.
Let me be very careful. Be very careful. Hold on. Let me make the audio.
You haven't closed out of this,
dude. Okay, so guys, go ahead. Ask Logan whatever you want to ask.
Is there porn on Amin's computer?
Oh, hey, Tom, I haven't seen you in a while.
What's up, Logan?
Hey, bud.
Hey, did you know that the last interview that Amin did with Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer, your colleague, there was porn all over Amin's computer?
Okay, show of hands, everyone. Who was surprised by that?
Is there a way I can put my hands further down?
Yeah,
like, is there a... Like, that's not enough. Right
now. In my defense, it was research I was doing for a podcast earlier today. It was an adult film star.
It doesn't make it sound better.
This person was an adult film star, so I was looking up their work to see, like, oh, let me check it out.
Show of hands, again. Who believes what he's saying right now?
I just cut off both hands. They're gone.
Logan, I was a part of this podcast. I don't believe what he's saying.
Exactly. How's everybody doing, man?
We're doing great, man. It's great to see you.
Good to see you too, bro. So what are we talking about? What's up? You leaving me?
I'm just going.
Okay, what's up? What are we talking about?
What's happening? Yeah, we got a sub
he
in here.
Shook
we're
now.
We're popping. What do you think? What do you think was the reason for Steph's struggles? Do you think it was he tentative with the ball? Was it something the defense did? What do you think Steph struggled with tonight?
I think it was a combination of the performance that he had in game four, and also they blitzed him, man, tonight. You know, they had a lot of defensive actions. They were keying their defensive strategy to stop Steph Curry, and it worked. It worked on Steph. It worked against Steph. It didn't work. They didn't know how to defend Andrew Wiggins, apparently, but they put the whole kitchen sink on Steph, and, you know, fortunately this time his teammates came up big for him. That was a cool little stock answer, right? That was cool.
That was great,
man. Nailed it.
Andrew Wiggins, that's the question. Just Andrew Wiggins.
A great number three, great number four player, man. Like, I think that maybe he was miscast to start his career, you know, and that's okay. And I think he's in the perfect role. And I think he knows that now. He's in the perfect role for a championship team. He doesn't have the pressure of having to score 30 a night, doesn't have to be a number one guy. And I think you see him blossom when he doesn't have to be that. And that's no disrespect to him, because he's just a superstar in the role that he needs to play right now.
Is Amin okay?
No.
Yo, man, no. Y'all Metal Arc comments are sick, bro. Yo. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, what happened about 20 minutes ago, Logan, is going to go down in infamy on the internet. NBA Twitter is going to have a few
Logan, I would highly recommend using all of the hand sanitizer when you are done holding that microphone.
All we got is essential water. Can this?
No, no.
All the hand sanitizer. You better hit all of them, all the dispensers on your way out.
Hey, hold on, bro. Don't
I didn't do anything. I just pulled it up, man.
That's doing something.
Hold on.
So this is what happened, right? I got KOC. I said, KOC, can you come on the show? He's like, sure. He came over as I'm trying to change the settings to go from AirPods to speakers. Like, I tabbed out to something else, and then I tabbed back, and instead of it coming back to this screen, it came up to the screen where I was researching in the incognito tabs.
And then be a man about yours, is it incognito? Hey, yo. So which site was it?
It was the Hub. It was the Hub. Hey, and I was on the search page. It was like the search landing page. So it was like all the thumbnails of...
I don't believe any of Amin's raps right now. Get out of here, dog. Get out of here. Can we get a wet wipe for my guy?
Oh my God. I can't.
Yeah, man. Okay, I guess that's my time. I gotta go catch a Uber. But like, y'all, good to see you, Tom. Good to see you, Zach.
Hey, great to see you too,
sir. Hand sanitizer. Don't forget it.
I'll see you in Boston, bro. But like, yo, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Hashtag Amin, wash your hands. This is gross.
That's the man, the myth, the legend, Logan Murdoch of the Ringer right there. Oh my God.
Hey man. Go ahead, man. It's all yours. Get out of here. Yeah.
#Amin, wash your hands. Yep. The Hub.
Wow. Okay.
This show is now called The Hub.
Oh, the post game hub. Shout out to Zach Amen, who said Nick Wright's gonna watch porn live on the air to steal this.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.